Today's daf is Zvachim Daf Tzadik, and we are 9 lines from the bottom of Daf Peites on the Biz. But before we begin, I just want to thank the Olam for being Mishtatev in last night's dinner, the beautiful ads, many of you for coming. It's something that I really, really appreciate. I was very humbled by the outpouring of ads, etc., etc. I think it's a testament to the power of the virtual Chabura that our CEO Chesky created. Either way, thank you very much, and Mi'atz Hashem, I look forward to reciprocating in the future. So yesterday, we began Perek Kol HaTodr, the theme of which is, a Kohen is in the Beis HaMikdash, and he has many karbonos to bring. So is there a halacha that dictates which carbon needs to be brought first? And we saw two Mishnahs. One Mishnah said, Kol HaTodr Mechaveri Koidem Es Chaveri. If there are two carbonos and one carbon is more todr than the other carbon, so whichever carbon is todr, that's the one that should be brought first. For example, the carbon tamid, which was brought every day, came before the musafin that were only brought on special days. If it was Shabbos Rish Chodesh, so the carbon musaf of Shabbos was brought before the carbon musaf of Rish Chodesh, because Shabbos happens more often than Rish Chodesh does. Another Mishnah we saw was Kol HaMekudesh Mechaveri Koidem Es Chaveri, and that's already a little bit more complex. So Kohen has two karbonos, one is not more todder than the other. There's another determining factor that can dictate which carbon should be brought first, and that is the one that's more Kodesh. So the carbon that's more Kodesh, that will be brought before the carbon that is less Kodesh. And the Mishnah went through a whole bunch of different examples to tell us, I mean, how do you know which carbon is more Kaddish? All carbonos are Kaddish, but it's because different carbonos have different details, different ife katan in terms of the way these carbonos were brought, and those halachas determine its Kedusha. So we saw a Mishnah and a whole Gemara that discussed it. Regardless, the Gemara picks up on that note. But first, a digression. Ravina Bar Sheva. Ravina Bar Sheva said, "Imurei kachim kalim, the imurim of kachim kalim." The imurim was the chelik of the carbon that was not eaten by the kohanim or the bialim, but rather the chelik of the carbon that was put on the mizbech. So that we know that karbonos are animals. Animals have meat. What do you do with the meat of a carbon? The dam, shchita kabbalah lachazrika. What did you do with the meat? So part of it was eaten, part of it was burnt on the mizbech. B'shtei achilos hakasav medaber. Echad achilos adam, ve'echad achilos mizbech. With the exception of the oilas behema, where none of it was eaten, all the basa was put on the mizbech. And with the exception of the chatas ha'oif, where all of it was eaten, none of it was put on the mizbech. But ordinarily, part of it was eaten, some by the bailim, some by the kayhanim, sometimes only by the Kayhanim, Kachi Kadashan, and part of it was put on the Mizbeach. We're discussing a Murin, that's the Basa that was put on the Mizbeach, of Kachim Kala, Sheyatzu Lifnei Zrikas Damim, that left the Azara, but it left the Azara before the Zrika, said Ravina Bar Sheila, Psulin, it's going to be possible. What's the psul going to be? Yoytze. Now, why is this a chiddush? A murim are supposed to go on the mizbeach. So if they're supposed to go on the mizbeach, its mokem is the azara. So naturally, there'll be a psul yoytze if it leaves the azara. The chiddush is that being that you were not allowed to put the emurim on the mizbeach before zrika, so it comes out that the zrika is really what gave it its din that it goes on the mizbeach. Before zrika, it's a murim kachim kalim. We can look at it maybe as basar of kachim kalim, and being that kachim kalim is nechal b'chol Yerushalayim, so maybe it doesn't have the kedusha yet that would beget a psul yoytze for it leaving chutz lazar. Meaning a murim kachim kadoshim even lifnei zrika, it's pashut. That halacha would be that there would be a psul yoytze. It's kachi kadashim. Kachi kadashim's makim is always going to be in the azara. The dam has to go on the mizbech, which is in the azara. The emurim have to go on the mizbech, which is in the azara. The basa that was eaten by the kehanim had to be eaten in the azara. What about the emurim of kachim kalim? Being that it's kachim kalim, and kachim kalim technically can be eaten, the chelik that was nechal in the entire Yerushalayim. So maybe even the emurim, their makom is the entire Yerushalayim, albeit up until the Zrika. Once the Zrika, now there's a din that it has to go on the Mizbeach. From a Lomdus perspective, once there's a Zrika, the Emurim Kachim Kalim now get a din Kachay Kadashim. That's the Lomdus, because anything that goes on the Mizbeach has to be Kachay Kadashim. So the Zrika makes the Kachay Kadashim, so now already it makes sense that its makom is the Azara. Now it can't leave the Azara, and if it does, this is going to be a Psul Yotze. But the Emurim, although it will have a din, Kachay Kadashim, it will have a din to go on the Mizbeach, but that's only La'acha Zrika. Maybe Lifnei Zrika, there won't be a Psul Yotze. So that was Rav Bino Bar Sheila's Chiddush, that Emure Kachim Kalim, even though it's Kachim Kalim, Sheyotze Lifnei Zrika's Damim, Psulim, it's going to be possible. Says the Gemara Batana Tunu, I'll bring you a Raya from all places, from our Mishnah. Where do you see that in our Mishnah? Because our Mishnah was discussing the halacha of Meiser and Oifoy. So let's say a Kayin had two Krabanas to bring. One was Meiser Behema, and the other one was a Chatos Oif, the way Rashi had been Mefarish the Mishnah on Amanal. So Meiser Behema, Chatos Oif, which one is supposed to go first? So the Mishnah said, Meiser Behema goes first for two reasons. Number one, Mepnei Shehu Zevach. It's an animal, as opposed to a knife, which is only a bird. Number two, v'yesh by kachay kadashim dami ve'emurav. Ma'ase behem has two parts of it that's kachay kadashim. Again, although ma'ase behem is kachim kalim, but whatever goes on the mizbeach has a din kachay kadashim. That's one of the chidushim that we're going to see in this gemara. So the dam which goes on the mizbeach, it is treated as kachay kadashim, despite the fact that it comes from an animal that's kachim kalim. The emurim also goes on the mizbeach, whereas the chatas oif, only the dam goes on the mizbeach. The boss of the chatas oif did not go on the mizbeach. So there's two milas that Maisa Behema has over chatas oif. Number one, Maisa Behema is a zevach. Number two, Maisa Behema has two parts that are kachay kadashim, as opposed to the chatas oif that only has one part that's kachay kadashim. But the Gemara makes the diak. So again, the Mishnah said that maizes comes before chatas oif, neshu zevach v'yesh boy kachay kadashim doma ve'emurim. It has two parts that are kachay kadashim. Bishlei me'emurim, says the Gemara. I understand why the Mishnah mentioned emurim less nu ba'ifes. Because the chatas oif doesn't have any emurim. It was completely nechal. The maizes behema does. So the Mishnah is mentioning that maizes behema has that maila. It's a emurim kachay kadashim, as opposed to chatas oif that doesn't have any basar that's kachay kadashim in the sense that it goes on the mizbech. Elo dam, miyo isay. But why are we mentioning dam? Chatas oif has dam just like maizes behema has dam. Elo lavka mashmalon. Must be the Mishnah is coming to tell me an agav urche kamashmalon. Some chiddush that emurim kidami, that the emurim of the chatas of the maizes behema is like the dam of the maizes behema. Just like the dam has it in kachay kadashim even before the zrika, obviously the dam doesn't need zrika to be matrit to go on the mizbeach. You do the zrika with the dam. So the dam has its din to be on the mizbeach, kachay kadashim lifnei zrika. Afei murim kaidim zrika. So today murim are going to have a din kachay kadashim lifnei zrika. V'kakarulu kachay kadashim. Oh, and the Mishnah calls it kachay kadashim. If that's the case, ma dami mifsal b'yotze, just like the dam is mifsal b'yotze before the zrika, afei murim mifsal b'yotze, so today murim are going to be possible b'yotze as well. So it says the Gemara, even though Rabbeinu Bar Sheila said a big chiddush, and even though there's no raya mefureshes, not from a Mishnah or a Brisa or a Tosefta anywhere to Rabbeinu Bar Sheila's chiddush, but the ton Tuna, I can make a dik in our Mishnah to Rabbeinu Bar Sheila's halacha that the emurim, even of kachim kalim, such as ma'ase behema, which is what our Mishnah is discussing, even lifnei zrika, just like the da, even lifnei zrika is going to be kachay kadashim. Thus, there's going to be a psul yotze. Says the Gemara, name of Lechura, I could bring you a raya from another discussion amongst Amiron, the gedolei gedolei Amiron. Kachay basar kachim kalim sheyatzel lifnei zrika's damim. What happens if basar of kachim kalim was yotze lifnei zrika? So Ravina Bar Sheila was discussing the emurim of kachim kalim. That's the chelik that one of them is bech. This discussion is the basar, the chelik that was nechal basar kachim kalim. Sheyotzal lifnei zrikas damim. So it was yotze, but before zrikas. Rabbi Yechon amar kasher. Rabbi Yechon says it's kasher. Rish Lakish amar pasul. Rish Lakish says it's pasul. Rabbi Yechon amar kasher. Rabbi Yechon said it's kasher. Hayol v'soifei lotzes. Because even though right now you're not allowed to eat the basar kachim kalim, but even after the zrika, it's still going to be kachim kalim because the basar is always going to be nechal. So why in the world should you look at it as being any more chomer now than it will be la'achas rika? The animal's kachim kalim. This part of the animal will be nechal. Nechal b'chol Yerushalayim. So there's no reason it can't go anywhere in Yerushalayim even before the zrika. So you did the shechita, you have the piece of meat, you didn't do the zrika yet. Says Rabbi Yochanan, hoyel v'soifei lotzeis, there's not going to be a psul yotze if it leaves the azar. Rish Lakish, Amar Rish Lakish says, pasul, adayin lo yigiyaz mani lotzeis. It's true, basar kachim kalim will have it in to be nechal in Yerushalayim, but it's only going to be allowed to be eaten once this is Rika. And being the Rika didn't happen yet, right now we look at it as being more chamor, and there's halacha of psul yoytze. Adkan says the Gemara, like, pligi ala b'basar. This machlekes Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish is regarding basar, kachim kalim, the chelik that was nechal, avo b'imurim, as it relates to the part that went on the mizbeach. It sounds like there was no machlekes. What does it sound like? It sounds like everybody agrees that the emurim is going to have a psul yoytze. The whole question is the basar, hoyl the soifai lecha lotzes, being that it will go out one day. So there, Rabbi Yochanan says it's going to be kosher. But as it relates to the emurim, where you don't have the svara of sofer lotzes, even though it's from kachem kalim, it sounds like it's going to be poshet that there's going to be a psul yotze. So it was Ravina bar Shelas chiddush, but says the Gemara, neimah misayele luchura, you have a raya from Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, but the Gemara says loy, it could be you have no raya. Who adin debe emurim nami pligi? Maybe the machlekes is even regarding emurim, meaning even though Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish argued by basar, it could be Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish would argue by emurim as well. So that where Rabbi Yochanan said basar kachem kalim sheyatzel lifnei zrikas kasher, it could be emurim kachem kalim sheyatzel lifnei zrikas would be kasher as well. So if they argue by emurim, why didn't they argue by basar as well? Why did they not argue by emurim as well? Why are they only arguing by basar? To teach me the chiddush in Reish Lakish, the filu basar, the sefer lotzes, even basar, which is sefer lotzes, amar adayin lo yigiz mar lotzes, being that right now it didn't go out yet, this is going to be a psul yotze. I mean, it could be the machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish is not only by basar, so that you could bring a raya that by emurim everybody holds this a psul yotze, a raya to Ravina bar Shelah. Could be the machlokes is sai by basar and sai by emurim. If that's the case, why did they pick basar to argue? Why didn't they argue Be'emurim as well? Says the Gemara, if the purpose of the Machloikis was to say the biggest Chiddush in Rabbi Yochanan, we would have said it by Be'emurim. But for whatever reason, we want to say the biggest Chiddush in Reish Lakish, even though usually Kayach Da'atayr Adiv. But here we want to say the biggest Chiddush in Reish Lakish, who holds there is a Psul Yotze. Not only is there a Psul Yotze by Be'emurim, which is going to have it then to go on the Mizbeach, there's even a Psul Yotze by the Basar. I Basar's Necha B'chaloyer. Yeah, after the Zrika, but this is before the Zrika. So before the Zrika, Basar Kachem Kalim is going to have a Psul Yotze. Says the Gemara, Le'mi Ketanoi, L'chura, maybe it's a machlokes Tanoim. So we started off with a memra from one of the Amira. We said, Neimah Misayele from earlier Amira, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Now the Gemara says, maybe it's even a machlokes Tanoim. Take it back a step further. Literally, our Shaila, you have the Emurim, the chelik that goes on the Mizbeach of Kachim Kalim, that was Yotza, but it was Lifnei Zrika. So here the machlokes is not regarding Psul Yotze, it's regarding something else. Rabbi Eliezer says, Ein Moyle. Rabbi Eliezer says, there's no Mi'ila. Additionally, there's going to be no pigul naisav etami. Rabbi Akiva says ma'ilam ahem. Rabbi Akiva says there is me'ilav. The chayavan aleim mishum pigul naisav etami. Says the Gemara, my love, but the hadar linu pligi. Now this price is a little bit sauce. And says the Gemara, it would seem that this is discussing where the emuri kachim kalim left Azara and then they came back into the Azara. And the shayla is this Rika right now going to work to say that there's me'ilah and that you have the laws of pigul naisav etami, which is something that Zrika ordinarily would have the ability to do? Or do you say that being that it was yotze, ein mo'elam mehem, there's no me'ilah, vein chayavan aleim, mishon pigul naisav etami? So it seems to be a machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. What's the machlokes to b'hal pligi? The marasavah mifsli b'yotze. Marasavah mifsli b'yotze. The shayla probably is this possible yotze? If there's a psul yotze on the emurim, then there's no me'ilah that's going to be chal on emurim that's possible, and there's no pigul naisav etami that's going to be chal on emurim that's possible. But if there is no psul yotze, so if there's no psul yotze, then there would be me'ilah that's chal, and there would be pigul naisav etami. So luchura, this halacha, Rabbeinu bar Sheila, is mamash machlokes tanam. The Gemara says no. Amar papa, but other and kulam lipligi. It could be to the extent that the emurim went back into the azara. There's no machlokes. Everybody would agree to Ravina bar Sheila. It could be everybody would agree. Fakert. Everybody would agree that there is no psul yotze. Ubaha pligi, what is the machlokes? The machlokes is vahacha b'deisnu abroi pligi, where it remained outside. Ubaha pligi. The marasava ain't zrika mielas yotze. Rabbi Eliezer holds that zrika doesn't work for something that's outside. Umarasava, Rabbi Akiva holds zrika mielas yotze does work out. Meaning it could be we're not discussing where it was hadar ailenu, where it ended up coming back inside. The shayla memela has nothing to do with Ravina bar Sheila's halacha. We're discussing where it remained outside. Oh, remained outside. This is already a whole different halacha. It's tafka over there that Rabbi Eliezer says is halacha, that the zrika is not going to work for me'ilo pigul noisav etami, because ain't zrika me'elas liyotze. But, and even there, Rabbi Akiva argues, that's a chiddush, and Rabbi Akiva says that even though it was yotze at the time of the zrika, still zrika is me'elas biyotze. So who said this? Rav Papa said this. Rav Papa said that this machloikis Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva was discussing not when the emurim came back, psul yoytze or not psul yoytze, but when it was outside at the time of the zrika, whether zrika's mayeles li yoytze, zrika could work for something that's yoytze, or zrika can't be mayeles for something that's yoytze. Fake the Gemara. For Rapapa, how could Rapapa had said this? Rapapa said regarding a different halacha, and the context over there was the kifse yatzeres. These were the shalmei tzibor, the kvasim that were brought on shfuas that came together with bread. So some korbanos came together with breads. Carpentaida, the Ayel Nazir, one of the carbonis that came with breads was the Shalmei Tzibor, the one carbon shlamim that was ever above a Tzibor, which was known as the Kifsei Atzeres, was brought on Shavuos. It came together with Shtei Alechem. Over there, there's a similar machloikis, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. What would be the halacha if the Shtei Alechem was Yoytze? The Zrika of the Kifsei Atzeres, which created halachos on those Shtei Alechem, to the extent the Shtei Alechem was Yoytze, does the Zrika have an ability to impact the Shtei Alechem, or does it not? And it's the same exact child. Rabbi Eliezer says no, Rabbi Akiva says yeah. And Rabbi Papa said, b'de'isnu abrod kulam le'pliki. That machlekes was not talking about where the Shtei Alechem remained outside at the time that the Zrika was done. To the contrary, b'da'ilinu le'gavoy pliki. The machlekes was when it was brought back inside. Now, at first glance, you would think these two machlekes in between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva is the same. In one case, we're discussing a Zrika impacting the Emurim that we yoytze. In one place, we're discussing Zrika impacting the Shtei Halechem that we yoytze. In both cases, Rabbi Eliezer says, Ein Zrika Mayeles, and Rabbi Akiva says, Zrika Mayeles. And in one case, Rabbi Papa said, the Machloikis is not when it remained outside, but when it came back inside. And the other case, Rabbi Papa said, the Machloikis is when it remained outside. L'chura, why would the same Rabbi Papa be Mefarish to Machloikis in, which at first glance seemed to be L'shita Sayu, very high level, in one case one way, in the other case the other way? Says the Gemara, I'll tell you why, because the two cases are actually different. Hani Mili, this that Rabbi Papa explained the case of Shtei Alechem, Dafka, where it was Bidde, meaning if it was outside, he said, which means that even Rabbi Akiva would hold this Rika doesn't work. That's Gabi Shtei Alechem Vav Gufi De Zifcha. That's by the Shtei Alechem, which is not part of the carbon. So even though these breads came together with the Kifsei Atzeres, but it wasn't part and parcel of the Kifsei Atzeres. One is an animal, one is breads. They're not the same thing. So over there, Rapapa held that if it remained outside, nobody would hold this Rika works. And even Rabbi Akiva would hold this Rika doesn't work. Must be, what's the Machloikis? Machloikis is where it came back in. And over there, the shaila is, does the Zrika work now, despite the fact that it was Yoytze, or does the Zrika not work? And that's Rabbi Akiva's halacha, that the Zrika is going to work. Aval Emurim, but by the Emurim, the Gufa de Zivchahu, where the Emurim is part of the carbon, so over here, but the Isnu Abroi Pligi, here he held just the opposite. Here he held that everybody would agree that it could be, even Rabbi Akiva would hold that where it's outside, the Zrika would work. Thus, if it came back inside, there's no machloikis. The machloikis is dafka was outside. I mean, the only time Rabbi Papa was willing to entertain a shitas Rabbi Akiva that the Zrika is mayeles liyotze is by the emurim where it's gufa de zivcha. But Shtei Alechem, which is not gufa de zivcha, over there he was not willing to entertain even such a possibility, exhale for a rather difficult gemara. So before we go weiter, I just wanted to go back to one piece of raid from yesterday's talk. So the Mishnah was discussing Kol HaTadar. And one of the things the Mishnah said is that the carbon chatos was koydim to the carbon ashna. So the chatos came before the ashna. Why? And the Mishnah gave two reasons. Number one, the Mishnah said, Mipnei shedoma nitein ledalad karnos. The way Zrika was done with the carbon chatos was four hazois on the four corners on the Mizbeach. Number two, vidoma tuna yisoid. The carbon chatos had a mitzvah of shvicha shirayim, as opposed to the carbon ashna that didn't have a mitzvah of shvicha shirayim. First glance, if you learn this Mishnah without delving into it too deeply, you would walk away and make a terrible mistake. You would think that there was no mitzvah of Shvicha Shirayim by the Karban Asham. The Karban Chatas has a mitzvah of Shvicha Shirayim. The Asham does. That's one of the two milas Chatas has over Asham. And it's for that reason, Loi Mishpata B'chayra, that Kol HaMekudosh Mechaveri, Koydim Lechaveri, the Chatas comes before the Asham. But the truth is, it's a Mefurish Gemara, not that way. We know that the Karban Asham also had a mitzvah of Shvicha Shirayim. What then does the Mishnah mean? What the Mishnah means to say is that by the carbon chatas, it's mefurish in the Torah that you're supposed to do shvicha shirayim. By the carbon asham, it's not mefurish in the Torah that you're supposed to do shvicha shirayim. Meaning that it's mefurish by the chatas and it's not mefurish by the asham, that gives the chatas a maila. It gives it a chashivos over the asham. Because it's true, both of them have the mitzvah. But by one, the Torah said it mefurish, explicitly, and by the other one, it's only implicit. It's only something that I know from a drasha, albeit one of the Yud Gimel Midas Shatayr Nidreshes Behem, but it's a drasha nonetheless. And me that one's mefurish, well, not one's not mefurish. The one that's mefurish has a milah over the one that's not mefurish. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, Hashem Yumkom Damai, wrote a kuntres called Kuntres Divrei Seifrim, where he talks about mitzvahs de Raisa, mitzvahs de Rabbanon, mitzvahs that are before us in the Torah, and mitzvahs that I learned out from Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah and Drashas Behem. He discusses the Rambam Shita by Lo Sasser and the Ramban, and there's a tremendous amount of hashtag raid in the Kuntres Divrei Sefer, and we've spoken out bits and pieces of it over the years. One of the things Rabbi Chanan says is, I'll bring you three rayas from Shas, that if you have two mitzvahs de Raisa, one is a mefurish apostle in the Torah, and the other one is only learned out from a drasha. The one that's a mefurish apostle in the Torah has a chashivos; it has a maila. Rabbi Chanan's third raya is this mishnah right here. The mishnah says chatas is koydim la'asham. Why shvicha shiraya? What do you mean? They both have shvicha shiraya. No, the Torah says like we just spoke out. By the chatas it's mefurish in the Torah. By the la'asham it's not mefurish in the Torah. So you see that something that's mefurish in the Torah has a chashivos. Says Rabbi Chanan, this is my third raya. My third raya, that's something that's mefurish in the Torah, has a maila over something that's not mefurish in the Torah. What are the other two mailas? The other two rayas. The first raya Rabbi Chanan brings is from the Metzaira. We know that the Metzaira was Tamei. As a result, he wasn't allowed to enter certain parts of the Beis HaMikdash. Stating that, the Torah says that when the Matan Dam was done with the Metzaira, it had to be Lefnei Hashem. It had to be by Shar Nichner. So the Metzaira would stand by the Shar Nichner, and he would stick his thumbs, Matan Bahinois, he would stick his thumbs into the Azar, and the Kohen would go ahead and do his Rika. Tais asks Akasha, that according to the Mandama that holds that Bia B'miktsas Shma Bia, we learned the sugi together, Masech Tzvachim, the Flamed Beis, so according to the Mandama that holds Bia B'miktsas Shma Bia, that means when the Metzaira sticks his thumbs into the Azara, he's technically entering the Azara. If that's the case, why do you have to inconvenience him? Why does he have to stand on one foot with his thumb here, looking there? Let him just walk in. What's the difference? Bia B'miktsas Shma Bia anyways. He's anyways walking in. If you hold Bia B'miktsas Lo Shma Bia, okay, so he never entered the Azara. We never violated the law that a Tamei is not allowed to enter the Azara. But according to the man that holds Bia B'miktsas Shma Bia, let the Metzaira just walk in Shaina Hayat. He can walk in Kederach HaMelech. Why is he standing there with his sons? Says Tosfos, it's true that Bia B'miktsas is Shma Bia, but it's not. But it's a drush. It's a drusha that Bia B'miktsas is Shma Bia. So says Tosfos, the fact that a Metzaira is not allowed to walk into the Azara, like all Tmeim, that's a pasuk in the Torah. The fact that Bia B'miktsas is considered walking into the Azara, that's only something that's a drasha. That's not mefurish in the Torah. So you're going to ask me a kasha, let him walk in? No, I'd rather be over a deraisa that's not mefurish in the Torah than be over a deraisa that is mefurish in the Torah. Says Rabbi Chanan, who cares? They're both deraisas. They're both deraisas. A person can be chayv skila for being over a day rice and it's not mefurish in the Torah. Who cares if it's mefurish? Says Rabbi Chanan, this is the var, the hein hein advar. There is a chashivos, there's an adifos for a day rice that's mefurish in the Torah versus a day rice that's not mefurish in the Torah. Thus, we'd rather be over the bia b'miktsas shma bia than a bia skula. That's why the Metzora doesn't walk in Kederach HaMelech. That's why he only walks in with his bainus. That's Rabbi Chanan's first. What's the second raya? So we're going over here, tzirik tzivik, counterclockwise. 3-1, now 2. Says Rabbi Chanan, it's the Ran. Which Ran? The Ran. The Ran in the Darim Dav Ches, where the Ran says, a gevaldig yisoy, that even though we know the halacha is, that nishba levatalas ha-mitzvah, or nishba lavra al divrei Torah, so the shvu is not chal, but it's only a dover ha-mefurish b'Torah. The Ran's yisoy. But something that's not mefurish in the Torah, the Ran says there's no halacha. So a person can make a shvu to be mevatal davar min ha-Torah. But if it's not mefurish in the Torah, if it's not a mefurish apasik, then the halach is, it's not going to be a problem. What's the difference? What's the difference if it's mefurish in the Torah or if it's not mefurish in the Torah? This is the point. When it's mefurish in the Torah, it has a chashivos, and as a result, you can't make a shvuah to be mevatel something that's mefurish in the Torah. You once spoke out, I'm reminding myself now, from Reb Shmuel Yankiv, Zichat Tzadik Levracha. So he spoke at once from Shmuel Yankiv. He said, what's the pshat? What's the pshat in this front? What's the difference if it's mefurish in the Torah or if it's not mefurish in the Torah? So Shmuel Yankiv said, because what's the reason that a person can't make a shvua to be overall divrei Torah, for example? The reason he can't do is because you're already mushbul v'vayim mar Sinai, because we stood at Har Sinai and we swore that we're going to be mekayim the mitzvahs. So being that we're mushbul v'vayim mar Sinai, if you make a shvua now, you're making a shvua to be mevatel a shvua. It's not something, ain't shvua chalal shvua. It's for that reason you're not able to do it. But Tosfos asks Akasha that L'chura, the Yidin, we know, said Nasa V'Nishma. But at the same time, Chazal say it was kafar aleim harkigigas. So which one was it? Were the Yidim makabel the Torah beratzen, or were they makabel the Torah kafar aleim harkigigas? Rava said mikam moedoy rabbi leiraisa. So the famous teretz, the Tanchuma says loikash kam teresh abiksav kam teresh abapeh. Teresh abiksav there was nasav and ishma. Teresh abapeh that they were afraid of, and that was already kafar aleim harkigigas. So says Rav Shmuel Yankiv, it comes out that when the Yidim stood at Har Sinai and they swore that they would keep Torah and mitzvahs, as it relates to teresh abiksav, that was a real shvua that they did bedas. That they did beratzon, that was nasav and ishma. But as it relates to Torah Shabbat Peh, the dine deiraisa, but the things that aren't mefurish in the Torah, it's all the mesaira, the Torah Shabbat Peh, that they never made a shvuah, because that shvuah was done b'kfiyah. That was shvuas einzin. That was kafir aleim hartigigas. So says Rav Shmuel Yankiv, if you only have the mushba v'oimed on the Torah Shabbat Ksav, where there was a real shvuah, on the Torah Shabbat Peh you don't have it. The mil nishba lavra al divrei Torah, when it's a davar mefurish b'Torah, that's ein shvuah chalal shvuah. But when it comes to Teresh Shabbat Peh, something that's not mefurish in the Torah, maybe that's the beer in this Rabbi Chanan's yisoid a little bit, that one Klal Yisrael said Nasav and Ishma, the other one it was only Kafa Aleim Hartigigas. On the Nasav and Ishma, maybe there's a chashivas. This is what we will makabel beratzayin. So anything that's mefurish in the Torah has a maila. Anything that comes from the world of drushes, that's vinishtvi Teresh Shabbat Peh. And even though it's dayraisa, and of course it's in terms of your obligation of observance, it's the same thing. But the bottom line is, one, there's a nasav and nishma that's supporting it. The other one doesn't have a nasav and nishma supporting it. It could be for that reason, there would be a chilek between the two things. Rav Chanan himself explains it very poshut. He says, V'taymish oldover is that poshut misvara. He says, if the Torah wrote something beforeish, it's obvious the Torah really wants you to know this. And it must be that it's more chashut than something that the Torah only gave over b'remiza. It's very simple. That's what it is. And he quotes Chazal. You know, Chazal say that the story of Eliezer Eved Avram is repeated twice in the Torah. And say Chazal, you see from the Yofa, see Chosen Shal Avdi Yovois, Yosem me from Parshiyos in the Torah. And what's the point? The point is from the fact that the Torah went into such great detail to tell the story of Eliezer Eved Avram. That's a sign of Yofa. It says something about it. So it says Rabbi Chanan, take that principle and apply it. That's what it means. Anything that's mefurish in the Torah, that's a simen. That's a simen that it's more chashev. We're being moisef that maybe it's related to Rav Shmuel Yankiv's yisoid. That something that's mefurish that has the nasav and nishma supporting it. Something that's not. That's more because of the kafar aleim harkigigas. Maybe that gives it a chashivas. Regardless, zok the gemara vayter. So the mission again was going through kol hamakudosh mechaveroi. Kaidim lechaveru. The Mishnah said, "Oifis kaidim lemenachis." The oifis come before the menachis. Why? Because the oifis have blood, and menachis don't have any blood. Adar Rabbi Freik the Gemara menachis kaidim. I can make the argument that maybe the mincha should come before the oif. Shekein yesh nametzibik biyachid. Because you find a mincha sibur. For example, the Karban Omer was a mincha. That's an example of mincha sibur. The shtei alechem. So there is a concept of a mincha sibur, but you never find that the tzibur brought a Karban. That was an oif. So maybe the mincha has a maila because it's yeshna. But zibra, filoach min adam adif, min adam is better. Minchas chayte, the Mishnah said, within the world of minchas, there's also a pecking order. Minchas chayte comes before the minchas nadavas. Any mincha that a chayte is bringing, for example, the carbon oiv v'yoyre, if the person was bedali dalas, he couldn't afford an animal, he couldn't afford an oif, so what did he bring? He brought the carbon mincha. So the minchas chayte has a kedima over the minchas nadava. And the reason is, it's baal chet. Just like the chattis comes before the oila, because the chattis is mechaper, so too the minchas chayte comes before the minchas nadava. But the Gemara says, adirab, minchas nadava kodemes, maybe the minchas nadava should come first. She came to an shemen ulevayna, the minchas nadava had shemen ulevayna, minchas chayte didn't have shemen ulevayna. If you go, says the Gemara, minchas chayte, baal chet, adif the mechaperes. This Maila, this chashivos is better than the other maila. Iba iluhu minchas soite minchas nedove is mem koydemes. What if you have a minchas soite and a minchas nedove? So we know that the soite also had to bring a carbon mincha, and that mincha's purpose was levarer oven, the Gemara always says. Meaning the soita needed the carbon mincha in order for the mayim hama'arim to be able to be baidik. If there was no carbon mincha, the mayim would never work. Remember Reb Yosef Engel's kasha? Gvurei Shmoinim? Yosef Engel wrote a sefer called Gvurei Shmoinim where he asks a kasha and gives 80 terutzim to his kasha. His kasha was, according to the mandam and the end of Perek B'Shamay that holds, that the bailim have an ability to be mefagel. He says, any soita who knows that she's guilty has an easy way to get out. She's the balas hakarbin of the minchas soite. When the kohen brings the mincha, let her have a machsheves pigel. According to the mandam that holds, the bailim on mefaglim, it's a real machsheva. If it's a machsheva, the karbin's going to be pasal. It won't be mevarer. The purpose of the mincha is to be mevarer. So according to the mandama that holds, She has an easy way out. Let her be mefagel. And by doing that, it won't be mevaris. Even if she's guilty as anything, she's going to walk out looking clean. Yosef Engel said 80 tirutzim to this kasha. Either way, what happens if the kohen has the minchas soite and the minchas nedava? So the minchas choite comes before the minchas nedava. What about the minchas soite? What's the stardom? Do you say minchas nedava kod moshe kentun a shemen olavayna? The minchas nedava had shemen olavayna. The minchas soite, like the minchas choite, did not have shemen olavayna. I don't know. Minchas soite kod moshe kentun a levar ravin. Maybe levar ravin is also a maila over nedava, and as a result, the minchas soite would be first. As the Gemara Toshma, minchas choite gedemes minchas nedava. The minchas choite comes before the minchas nedava. What's mashma? Minchas choite the kod moshe minchas nedava. Minchas soite loy. If minchas soite also comes before the minchas nedava, shouldn't the Mishnah have said a bigger chiddush? Then not only is the minchas choite before the minchas nedava, but even the minchas soite is before the minchas nedava. But the Gemara says miktani mipnei sheim v'chaperes. Slow down. I don't know if that's a diak, because when the Mishnah gave the reason, what was the reason that the minchas choite comes before the minchas nedava? Mipnei sheim v'chaperes. Now, had the Mishnah said mipnei sheim v'chaperes, so clearly we only mean the minchas choite, as in the carbon oil of a yoyred, as opposed to the minchas soite. But that's not what the Mishnah said. Mipnei sheibal chet ketani. What the Mishnah said is that the chshivos of minchas choite over minchas adav is that it's baal chet. V'hanami baal chet. The minchas soite is also baal chet. So maybe minchas choite is inclusive. It includes even the minchas soite. And although it's not a minchas choite in the pure sense, because it's not coming to be mechaper, its purpose is not lechaper. Its purpose is levarer avon, but it is baal chet, right? In order to be a soite, it has to be yichud, and it all starts with an avera. So maybe, to the contrary, included in the Mishnah's halacha is the mincha soite, which means that the mincha soite does come before the mincha sedava. So the Gemara says, Toshma, I'll bring you a raya from a brisa, not from the Mishnah brisa. Brisa says, Zu kaidemes lezu, discussing two menachos, shezu ba menachitin v'zo ba menasoir. Now, which two menachos is the brisa discussing? Ma'i la mincha sedava and mincha soite? Are we not talking about the mincha sedava and the mincha soite? And clearly, the mincha sedava, which is baal chitin, comes before the mincha soite, which is ba menasoir. So everything where it says loy minchas choita, minchas soite. Maybe the brayz is discussing the minchas choita and the minchas soite, not the minchas soite and the minchas nedava, but rather the minchas choite, which is also ba menachitin, and the minchas soite, which is ba and soirim. Right? The menachas were usually ba menchitin. It was flour. The flour was made from wheat, as opposed to the minchas soite. That was the one mincha that came from soirim. The Gemara says in Masechta Soita that the reason that the minchas soite came from soirim is because soirim is meichel behema, and what she did was meisa behema, and for that reason we give her mincha is meichel behema. But either way, one chit and one soirim. Lav dafka, we mean minchas nedova over minchas soite. Maybe we mean minchas choite over minchas soite. That's not a chiddush, because minchas choite is a mechaper for sure. It comes before everything. But the Gemara says, if the brisa means to compare and contrast the minchas choite and the minchas soite, then why are we saying that it's maila is chitin over soirim? Typically, the mechaperes, v'loy mechaperes. And you should say the more obvious reason. The minchas choite is mechaper, as opposed to the minchas soite. It's not mechaper. Elamai, says the Gemara, minchas nedava. Elamai, you want to tell me that the brisa means minchas nedava and minchas soite? That's your makar, that the minchas nedava comes before the minchas soite? Then why, again, are you telling me one is chitin, one is soirim? I also have another reason. Typically, the zu tunashem and ulavaina, vizu ena tunashem and ulavaina, minchas nedava. Ella, what do you have to say? Whatever the tesefta means, it's giving one of maybe multiple reasons. Because regardless, whether it means minchas nedava, minchas soite, or minchas choit over minchas soite, there were other reasons you can give. Bottom line is, you can't bring any rayas from this tesefta. Mishnah said, chatas ha'oif, koidemes le'oilasayif. So just like the chatas behema comes before the oilas behema, so too the chatas ha'oif came before the oilasayif. Says the Gemara Minani Mili. How do you know that? How do you know that the chatas ha'oif comes before the oil sa'if? The Tanu Rabbanu, we learned to the Brice. It says v'hikriv eisa shel chatas rishayim. So again, this is talking about the carbon oil of a yoyred. There were certain averes that if a person couldn't afford to bring a regular carbon chatas, so the Torah said, "We'll work with you. You could bring, instead of the carbon chatas, you could bring an oif." But you never bring one oif, you always bring two oifos. We spoke at the Ebenezer yesterday. It's always echad lechatas v'echad le'oilo. So says the Torah, the hikriv is asher lechatas rishayna. The Torah says that which one do you bring first when there's a chatas and a noila? First you bring the chatas. Says the Gemara, Ma Talmudim, why did the Torah have to say the hikriv is asher chatas rishayna? Why do we have to emphasize that the chatas is first? She'in Talmudim, l'lami shetikriv rishayna. You can't tell me the reason the Torah is saying it is to tell me simply that it's brought first. Sharik far nema v'asher yasoila, because it says two psukim later, that the second one should be the oila. So if the second one is the oila, we can do the math. The first one must be the chatas. So why does the Torah have to say v'hikru v'sasha l'chatas rishoyna elezeh bana av? You know why the Torah told it to me? It's a binyanav. L'chol chatoi sheyikdemu lo'oilo yisabo yisimot. To tell me that any time there's a chatas and an oilo, you always bring the chatas before the oilo. Bein chatas saif l'oilo saif. It doesn't matter if they're both oifos. Bein chatas behema l'oilos behema. If they're both behemas. And here's the punchline. V'afilu chatos saif l'oilos behema. Even if the chatas is an oif. And the oilos a behema. The behema is more chashuv than the oif. It doesn't matter. Even over there, the halach is that the chatas always comes before the oilo. Hilkach. The Gemara makes a sikum for us. Chatas oif loilos oif. The chatas oif comes before the oilos oif. Ves hasheni from the pasuk es hasheni. That's the second pasuk that we just brought. Ves hasheni yasa oilo in the parish of the carbon oil of Yared. That's how you know the chatas oif comes before the oilos oif. Chatas behema lo oilos behema. How do you know the chatas behema comes before the oilos behema? Mid the Rabbi Rachmana. That was yesterday's daf. The behema comes before the chatas comes before the oila. It was learned out from the parsha of the Chanukah Salavir. And chatas oif loyos behema. And this bigger chiddush that the chatas oif comes even before the oilas behema. How do you know that? That's mizeh bana'av. That's this binyanav. V'hikr v'sasha l'chatas rishoyna she'ein talmud loymar. It didn't have to say it. That's coming to teach me that the chatas always comes before the oila, even if one is an oif and the other one is a behema. That's the way that it's always going to be. Says the Gemara Toshma. I have a kasha with all this. Rabbi Eliezer says, kol makom she'neschal v'chatas. Anytime, the halacha is that if you can afford it, you bring a carbon chatas. If you can't afford to bring the carbon chatas, meaning neschalfa chatas, we're replacing the chatas with something else. Instead, you bring shnei torim shnei bnei yoina. Echad la'oila, ve'echad la'chatas. So, b'leaz ha'oimer, kol makam sheneschalfa chatas, such as, what's the classic example? That's the carbon oila ve'yoireid. The halacha is chatas kodemis. You bring the chatas before you bring the oila. The kan, over here, what is over here referring to? The yoiledes. So the yoiledes, the Torah said, used to bring a carbon oila. She would bring a carbon oila. The oila was a behema. And she would bring a chatas oif. So the yoiledes is, parasha is mentioned in the beginning of parasha's tazria. Isha ki tazria v'yolda zachar. So she had to bring a kachem, a carbon, in order for her to be able to eat from the karbonis. So the Torah says, ubim loisi me taharu lebein oilavas, tovi, what she's supposed to bring, keves ben shnos oila. She brought a keves, that's an animal, as a carbon oila. Uben yoina oitar lechatas. And then she brought a chatas oif. So that's interesting. Usually you bring either the behema, or you bring the oifos. Echad l'chatas v'echad oila. The yoledes is an anomaly. The yoledes, every single yoledes walks into the Beis HaMikdash, she brings a behema, and she brings an oif. The behema was an oila, and the oif was a chatas. Then the Torah says, v'mleisim to the other day said, let's say she can't afford to bring the behema. So over there, she, like in the case of the carbon oil of a yoyreit, in lieu of a behema, can bring not one oif, two oif, shnei toirim, shnei bnei yoyna, echad la oila, ve'echad la chatas. So the yoyledes is a little bit similar to the oil of a yoyreit, but there's a very important difference, and that difference is the next part of this daf. The carbon oil of a yoyreit is a person that did an avera that's chayiv chatas. So if he could afford it, he brings an animal, a kizba or a seira. His animal is supposed to be a carbon chatas. If he can't afford to bring the carbon chatas, he can't afford to bring the behema. Instead, he brings shnei toirim, two oifos, one is an oila and one is going to be a chatas. The yoledes always brings an oilas behema and a chatas oif. If she can't afford to bring the oilas behema, so instead of bringing an oilas behema, she brings an oilas oif. The difference that's negated to our Gemara is that in the carbon oil of a yoyred, the oni is bringing the oif instead of the chatas. In the case of the yoledes, the oni is bringing the oif instead of the oila. So said Rabbi Eliezer, I mean, kol makim sheneschal for chatas. Anytime the ikar carbon is a carbon chatas. And now you can't afford the chatas, so instead you're bringing the chatas and the oila. Their chatas kedemas. The chatas has a kedima. But the kan over here by the yoledes, where the ikar carbon is the oila, and you're replacing the oilas behema with the oila saif. Anyways, we're going to bring a chatas saif because even the ashira brings the chatas saif. Over here, oila kedemas. Over here, the oila is going to come before the chatas. Another halacha said, kol makom shebo al chet chatas kedemas. Anytime the chatas and the oila abo achet, the chatas comes first. V'kam but the yoledes, who's not bringing karbonis because of an avera, oila kedemas. Over here, the oila is going to come first. So it's not a second halacha. It's a second reason for the same halacha. And then he continued. He said, v'chol makom sheshnayim ba'im tachas chatos, chatos kedemes. Anytime both karbonas are ba'im tachas chatos, the chatos comes first. In the case of the oil of yoyred, the chatos oif and the oil oif are both coming in lieu of the chatos. If you can afford it, you bring a chatos beima. If you can't, you have to bring a chatos and an oil. The can by the oiledes, where the oif is only coming in lieu of the oil. Because the chatas ha'oif that the Yoledes brings, she anyways was supposed to bring, Oyla Kedemes, over the Oyla is going to bring. Regardless, Rabbi Eliezer said three reasons why the Oylas ha'oif is going to come before the chatas ha'oif by the Yoledes. Now, had Rabbi Eliezer know this? He made this up in Svara? No. He knew this because if you read the Psukim, the Pasuk says clearly, the Moisins the other day said, so it sounds like the oil is coming first. Rabbi Eliezer was just being Derish time in the Korah. And Rabbi Eliezer gave three reasons why, although by the carbon oil of the year, the Chatas comes before the oil, over here the oil is going to come before the Chatas. But what does the Gemara want with this? What's the Tashma? Tashma, you see from here that it's not true that it's a binyanav that the Chatas always comes before the oil. Have a Mufurish case over here, the carbon oil of the year, where the oil comes before the Chatas. Rabbi Eliezer explained it, he had three biurim. But the bottom line is that you see the oil comes before the chatos. How does it stem with what we just said? Says the Gemara, Amar Rava l'mikra hikdima kasa. It's true the Torah says that the oil comes before the chatos, but it's only the mikra. And there's a very important machloikis between Rashi and Rabbeinu Chaim, the Akoyin Enif in the Bali Tesis. And we'll go with Rashi's pshat. Rashi says, you know what it means, l'mikra hikdima kasav? The Torah doesn't mean that really the oil was supposed to be brought before the chatas. It just means that when you read it, yamav, etc., you're going to say, echad oilav, echad chatas. The Torah wrote it as if the oil would come before the chatas. And Rabbi Eliezer was giving three reasons why the Torah did that. But it's not halacha l'maisa. Halacha l'maisa, the previous price is right. That the chatas always comes before the oil. What a chiddush. That's what Rashi says. That you want to know what comes first. The chatas comes before the oil. It's a binyanav. The chatas always comes before the oil. It doesn't mean it's chatas soif. Oil is soif. Chatas beim. Oil is beim. Even chatas soif and oil is beim. The chatas always comes before the carbon oil. I hear you have a parsha of Yeledes where it's echad lo oil of echad the chatas. It sounds like the oil comes before the chatas. And Rabbi Eliezer said three shtiklach tyra to explain it. It's all very nice. He was only coming to explain why the Torah wrote it that way. But you want to know halacha l'maisa? It's not the way it is. Taisus has a problem with this pshat, as you can imagine. But that is Rashi's pshat. Rashi says l'mikra ikdim akasav. It's only as it relates to the kriya. It's in the mavis, in the world of mavis edra. But in terms of the world of l'maisa, the way the karbanos were born in the Beis Hamikdash, no. That's our braisa. The chatas always came before the oil. Says the Gemara Toshma, another raya. Parim koydim le'elim, ve'elim koydim le'kvasim, kvasim le'irim. So there's a new pecking order. If the koyin is sitting in the Beis Hamikdash, he has to bring karbanas. And the different karbanas were different animals. One was a par, the other was an ayil, the next one was a keves, and the fourth one was a sawyer. So you have all the animals in the, right? You have all the animals there. So there's a kedima. The par comes before the ayil comes before the keves comes before the sawyer. Now the Gemara says, my lav dechag. Aren't we talking about sukkis? I mean, when else did you have this cocktail of karbonis? Sukkis, oh, by the Musafin, they used to bring all these animals. Now we know that the sawyer, that's the last one mentioned, was the chatas. Series of Echad Chatas. That was the last one. And it sounds like the chatas was brought last. Why was it brought last? You know what the reason must be? Says the Gemara. Probably because the par is a more chashav animal. And the keves and the ayla are more chashav than the sar, the lowly goat. That's why he's brought last. So what do you see from here? That it's not true the chatas always comes first. You have to take the animal into consideration. So just like the goat, when it's a chatas, goes last, then the chura, shouldn't it make sense that the chatas ha'oif should also go after the oilas behema? Meaning we're saying that the chatas always comes first. Even a chatas ha'oif before an oilas behema. Aye, one is a bird, the other one is an animal. It doesn't matter. But one's a chatas and one's an oilas. Aye, you see over here that the animal matters because you see the sar goes last. Even though it's a chatas, presumably because it's a different animal. The Gemara says, l'nadavo. No, we're talking about a whole different thing over here. We're discussing not where there was the we're talking about it was a nadavo. Meaning it's just a question over here where they're all oilos. They're all oilos nadavo. And the question is, one is a par, one is a sawyer, one is this, one is that, right? The oil could be from different types of minabokar, minatzai, right? Different options of how you bring the carbon oil. But they were all oilos. And chanam, if one of them was a chatas, even if the chatas is the lowly goat, that would come first. Parim kaid nadalim, says the Gemara. And why is the par before the ayil shekain nesrav minasach? Because the ayil had more nesachin than the other ones. Elim the kvasim also had more kvasim. more nesachim. Kvasim l'sim, the kvasim comes before the sim. Shkenis rabbi ba'alya, because there was more haktara, the alya of the keves, one of the mizbeach, as opposed to of the sar. Bottom line is, we're talking about nedavis. Has no raya to our shayla, where you're discussing the chattis versus the neila. Tashma, par koyim mashiach, koyim the par halim davish al tzibut. This is a real hurious price. So the par koyim mashiach came before the par halim davish al tzibut. The par halim davish al tzibut was koyim the par avedis kichav, came before the par avedis zar. Par avedis kichav and koyim l'siri avedis kichav. Not an easy daf. Baf, I got the right. So what are we discussing? We're discussing the par koyim mashiach, the par halim davish al tzibut, the par avedis kichavim, and the seer of Avodas Kichav. The par koyim mashiach was brought when the koyin hamashiach, the koyin gadol, did an avera b'shoigeg. An ordinary person would bring a regular carbon chatos. The par koyim mashiach, because of his special status, he instead had to bring a par. His par was obviously a carbon chatos. The par on davish al tzibur is when roiv of klal yisrael al pi shikigas hayra, they do an avera b'chatos b'shoigeg. The halach is, they too have to bring a carbon chatas. What's their carbon chatas? It's also a par. The par avodas kechavim was brought in the event, and this is the tricky part, that the avera that Klal Yisrael did b'shoigig was avodah zara. So there, instead of bringing a par lechatas, they brought a par la'oila and a sar lechatas. So you had to add an oila. You still had the par, but whereas ordinarily the par halam davash al tzibur, the par was a chatas, over here the par is an oila, and the soir instead is going to be a chatas. So what happens if you have all these karbanas? Says the Brice again. The par koyim mashiach comes before the par halam davash al tzibur. The par halam davash al tzibur comes before the par avodah zarah, which is an oila, and the par avodah zarah comes before the seer avodah zarah. Now what's the kasha? We need the last part. V'afelgaf, the par avodah kechavim oila, seer avodah kechavim chatas, and still you see that the oila comes before the chatas. I thought the chatas comes before the oil. Oh, probably because one's a par, that's chashev, and one's a soyer, that's not as chashev. But the Gemara says the imereisha. Let me ask you a kasha from the reisha. Par helam davish al tzibur kaidim par avodas kechavim. Why does the par helam davish al tzibur come before the par avodas kechavim? Probably because one's a chatas and one's an oil. The par helam davish al tzibur is a chatas. The par avodas zara is an oil. So don't you see the opposite? The Gemara says no shaychus. Bechad mina loy kaminan avada, when they're both parim, there's no shayla. We know chatas comes before the oil. That's our mishnah. We're discussing where it's different meaning. We're discussing a chatas versus an oilas mehema. I'll bring you a raya from here. You see that the par of oila comes before the sar of chatos. Ki kamina betray minon. Ashkechon oila the kadma lechatos. I found an oila that comes before the chatos. If that's the case, then the oilas mehema should probably come before the chatos oif as well. Amri b'marav and mishmet rav b'amari. This is what the Gemara says. Not you're right. It's true. You got it. Checkmate. You have a mefurish raya that the oilas, that an oila comes before chatos. The par that's an oila comes before. What's the pshat? It's for based on a. It's because of a drasha. Because chatas vayus kechavim, the sir chatas chaser aleph. It says it chaser. It says lechatas without the aleph. Ches tes sof. There's no aleph between the tes and the sof. I mean that it's chaser. It's coming to teach me a halacha. You ma'achir. You bring it after the Rav Yonam and kemishpat sivu. It says the word kemishpat. Kemishpat's mashpat the way it's written in the Torah. And being that in the Torah mentions first the oila and then the chatas, so it's for that reason that the oila comes before the chatas. Hashadas is lahachi. Now that you're telling me you could dash in kemishpat, going back to the original brisa that discussed the Seder Parim before the Kvasim, before the Elim, before the Seirim, we thought it's talking about Yontif. Yontif, the Sar is last. I thought the Sar is a Chatas. Yeah, it was Kimishbatim Tzibu. Because there too it says the word Kimishbatim. Kimishbatim says it has to be brought in that order. So really, the Chatas always comes before the Oila. It doesn't matter what animal it is, it's always. Even a Chatas before the Oila's Behema. There are some exceptions to the rule, but there's going to have to be a mucker that say this exception. Ibailuhu. One last Shiloh. Chatas Oif, the Oila's Behema. Umaiser, as in Maiser Behema, is a meam koidim. Which one comes first? So says the Gemara. Tiktum chatas oif. Should the chatas oif come first? Chatas oif comes before the oilas behema. That's the Gemara we just learned. But ikam Maiser the kadam law. You have Maiser. And Maiser, we said, that's the Mefurish Mishnah, comes before the chatas oif. Liktim Maiser. Okay, say Maiser should go first. Because Maiser comes before Chatas Oif, but Oilas Behema, the Kod Malay. Oilas Behema comes before Maiser, because Oilas Behema is Kadashim, and the Maiser Behema is only Kachim Kalar. Tik the Oilas Behema, okay. Let's take three. Maybe the Oilas Behema should go first. Ik Chatas Oif, the Kod Malay. Oilas Behema goes before Maiser Behema, doesn't even come before the Chatas Oif. So the Gemara says, Hocha Targimu Min Zevach Odif. Over here in Bavel, they used to say that Maiser Rishon should come first, because Maiser Rishon is a Min Zevach. I mean, Maisa Behema, and that's why it's the one that goes first. Marov Amin Yisrael, they used to say it differently. They used to say that Ayla Ba'ilas Behema B'chat HaSa'if, being that there's a din that the Chat HaSa'if comes before the Oilas Behema, so the Chat HaSa'if takes on the Maila of the Oilas Behema. And therefore, Vagbata B'maisa. Even though the Chat HaSa'if itself can't come before the Oilas Behema, the Chat HaSa'if can't come before Meiser, but it comes before the Oilas Behema, which comes before Meiser. So once it comes before the Oilas Behema, it sort of takes on the Maila of Oilas Behema. And if Oilas Behema comes before Meiser, the Chat HaSa'if would be able to come before Meiser as well. Excel. Just to conclude with one Ha'ara from the Cheshek Shloima, Reb Shloima HaKoyim Mivilna. That is, we learned the Gemara, where the Gemara brought a Braisa from Rabbi Eliezer, who said that even though every carbon oil of Yared was made up of Shnei Torim Echad La'il of Echad L'Chatas, and a carbon Yoledes, if she couldn't afford to bring the regular Oilas Behema, she too would bring an Oila and a Chatas, but they were different. The Chatas, the Torah says the Chatas came before the Oila. When it came to the Yoledes, the Torah says that the Oila came before the Chatas. Rabbi Eliezer gave three reasons, and the Gemara took this braisa very, very literally and thought, oh, it sounds like Rabbi Eliezer is saying that a Yeledes Aniya, who can't afford to bring an Oilas Behema, and she instead is bringing the Chat HaSa'if and the Oilas HaSa'if, you bring the Oilas HaSa'if before the Chat HaSa'if. And the Gemara had a problem with that, and the Gemara says, no, about there is no such thing. What then was Rabbi Eliezer referring to? He was referring to Lemikra Ba'alma. He was talking about, he was just explaining the Lashon HaPasuk. Because the Pasuk, at the end of the day, when you read the parashah in the Torah mentions first the Oila, and then the Chatas, and he was explaining why by the carbon oil of Yared the Torah mentioned the Chatas before the Oila, and why by the Yaledes the Torah mentioned the Oila before the Chatas. What's the reason? The reason is because of the reasons that he gave. But you want to know halacha l'maisa, the Chatas always comes before the Oila. We said it's very sus. What does it mean lemikra ba'alma? Again, the way Rashi explains it, the way it's written in the Torah, but in terms of the halacha l'maisa, it's not going to be that way. It says the Cheshek Shloima, a davar nifla. And if you're helping cut from the raid that we spoke at earlier in the Masechta, it's literally half of a fellow. Says the Cheshek Shloima, you know what I think it means? It means that although the carbon chatas was always brought before the carbon oila, but the Torah wanted sometimes that when you read the parasha of the oila and the chatas, you should read the oila before you read the carbon chatas. In the oila makrova, there's a maila to chatas over oila. But in the world of kriya, in the world of Unishalm Parm Svaseinu, in the world of Zeus Teres Ailo, Zeus Teres Achatas, the Kala Loime, Kala Isik Bateres Chatas, Kilo Hikrav Chatas, and Kala Isik Bateres Ailo, Kilo Hikrav Ailo, in the world of Mikra Ba'alma, over there there's a mile of the Ailo over the Chatas. What's the reason? Says the Cheshek Shloima, I'll tell you two reasons. Number one, could be when a person reads the parasha of the oila, it's kilu hikrav oila. When you read the parasha of the chatas, kilu hikrav chatas. So which one should I bring first, the chatas or the oila? So it says the Cheshek Shloima, on the one end, you're going to tell me chatas comes before the oila, but it's not true because it's only the dam chatas that came before the dam oila. The same mishnah, it's the next line in the mishnah, it says the oila came before the chatas. For the haktara, the oila is more chashav because it's kulei kol. When you read the parasha of the chatas, the parasha of the oila, you're not just reading the parasha of dam, you're reading the parasha of the haktara as well. So being that you're reading the parasha of the haktara as well, mehechet kesi the chatas should before the oil, maybe the oil should be before the chatas. Says Rav Shloima Kaim, and I can come up with a svara why the ikar is the haktara, and if the ikar is the haktara, or differently, there's more milus in the haktara of oil over chatas than there is milus in the zrika of chatas over oil, right? There's more chashivas if you were going to rank which one is more chashiv than the other. The chashivas that haktaras oila has over haktaras chatas is greater than the chashivas that dam chatas has over dam oila. So maybe that's why in the kriya you read the oila first. I mean, in the kriya you have the dam and you have the emurim. You're right. Mitzad the dam chatas has the chashivas. Mitzad the emurim oila has the chashivas. But being that they're both, you have to pick one. Maybe the oila is more chashiv. But says Rav Shlomo HaKohen, I heard from Rav Tolly Hamburger, who said a dover nifla. He said it in a drasha. And this is something that he brings in his Chuvas Simon Aleph. He says, at Binyan Shleima. He says, you know what I heard? Pshat's Gevaldi. Because even though it's true, Kaloitz Pateras Chazki Lurkhatas, and Kaloitz Pateras Elohim Gevaldi, but it's only the Chalik that goes Lagvay. As it relates to the Chalik that was Nechal, you can't say Kaloitz Ki'ilu. Because whenever it comes to Achiva, you have to have Anna. If you had Anna, you ate. If you didn't have Anna, you can't Ki'ilu eat. You can Ki'ilu a lot of things, but you can't Ki'ilu eat. You have to eat. And if you don't eat, it's not considered Nechal. So there's no Kaloitz when it comes to the Chalik Achiva. So the carbon Chatas that had a chelik that was nechel to the kehanim, there was no way to bring a carbon chatas b'shleimos. The carbon oila that was kulay kala wood, all the basa was put on the mizbeach, that's something that you are able to bring b'shleimus. By the chatas, you are always missing the kehanim oichlim u'bayim u'mischapim. By the carbon oil, you're never missing anything. That's why in the oilam of Kriya, said Rav Shleimah Kayim Vivilya, it makes sense that the oil should come before the chatas. That's what the Gemara means. You know what the Gemara means? The Gemara means that in the world of Kriya, the oil is always going to be first. You know why the oil should be first? You know what the mile of oil is? Because the oil is kulei kala, as opposed to the chatas, which had a chelik that was nechal. And in the world of Kriya, where it's in the shalma parim svaseinu, the oil you can bring b'shleimus, the chatas you can't bring b'shleimus. And says Rav Shleimah, I'm going to prove to you that this is the pshat. Because Rabbi Eliezer was discussing one oil and chatas. He was discussing the yerledes, and he was giving reasons for yerledes. But he says the emes is if you go through Parshas Pinchas. Go through Parshas Pinchas. Read the end of Parshas Pinchas. The Musafin. What does the Torah say? Ubachodesh hashvi'i be'echad lachodesh. Right? Rosh Hashanah. Just picking one. So Rosh Hashanah, what should you bring? Vasisem oilo l'reach nichayich l'ashem. Par ben bakit echad, ayel echad, kvasim ben eishan ha-shivet mibin. Uminchasan. Then afterwards, usiris and echad chatas l'chapar alech. First the Torah mentions the carbon oilo, and then the Torah mentions the carbon chatas. Ubachamisha asayim lachodesh hashvi'i. I'm skipping. It's now Sukkos already. You should bring a carbon oil. And then the Torah says, "Usiris and echad chatas." Says Rav Shlomo Kohen Mivilna, go through the Musaf, and the oil is always mentioned before the chatas, because that's the Gemara leMikra BaAlma. When it comes to the oilam of Kriya, there the oil always has a kedima, because the oil you can bring b'shleimus, the chatas you can't bring b'shleimus when it's being done in the world of Kriya. That's why the oil is before the chatas, and of course he ties it into the Magen Avraham. He said, "So posh it. It's so posh." That's pshat in the mechaber. The mechaber says, "Toiv loy ma parshas akedu parshas amon vaseres adibris u parshas oylo mincho shlom and chatas v'asham." And the Magen Avraham says, "Nishalti lo ma kozem atuva rabbi zeizim shulchan aruch loy ma oylo and then chatas haloy kaimelam perik yud zvachim daf peites on the aleph the chatas koydem lo oylo, that the chatas comes before the oylo v'chein kozem rashi parshas tazri ayin sham b'mreim." And he says a whole pshat, says it's poshit because in the world the Torah always mentions the oylo before the chatas. Why shouldn't we mention the oila before the chatas? That's the beer of the Mikra Ba'alma. He acknowledges that it's a very, very big pshat. He prefaces it with the immortal words, "Lule de mistafina," where I'm not afraid to say a pshat. Yerashi says a pshat. And Rabbi Chaim HaKoyin said a pshat. I mean, the G'dayli G'dayli Rishayim said a pshat. But he nichu loimakoyim ligdar, says Rabbi Shleim HaKoyim in Vilna, could be all this raid that we keep on coming back to. The aim based medrash v'loi chiddush, it could be that's the beer in this Gemara right here. That's Tzadik.